Hello, welcome to another podcast from peterwrightsblog.com. This podcast will also be available on my Spreaker radio channel. You can listen to it there and on iTunes. It's available in the iTunes store. It covers a series of three blog posts which relate the story of my arrival in Canada after the traumatic experience in Zimbabwe, when the government illegally took our farm, all our assets, and threw me into a police cell for a few days. That will be dealt with in a different post. Arriving in Canada with virtually penniless, almost as refugees, and being allowed to stay here but not work until we received our permanent residence status. It tells how I lived with my son on my own initially. Sue went back to Zimbabwe. She was fairly safe for a couple of months, going out of my mind in a tiny little house in a city. I've never really lived in a city. Meeting up with a farmer and being allowed to spend time on his farm saved me from going insane, I think. That morphed, when I got my residence status, that morphed into an income generating activity. I was able to do contract work in greenhouses and setting up irrigation systems for farmers. Hard work, but better than nothing. Brought some money in and kept me from getting bored. It also details my flirtation with an online stock trading venture and several forays into network marketing, none of which made me any money. The second post tells of my frustration with spending far too much money on systems and programs and information about making money on the internet. I had become an information junkie and not taking any action. That had to end because I was determined to build a business to rebuild our lives and our finances, and I was also getting old for this hard work on the farm. The whole lot came to an end quite dramatically in September 2010 when I had a heart attack. Luckily, I survived, but I had to change what I was doing. That moved on to the third post, which deals with how I streamlined my activities. I'm still not rich by any stretch of the imagination, but I have been earning some money from the internet, and I related how I got rid of a lot of the busy work that was taking up most of my time and not generating any income. One of my readers asked the question, is it possible to make money from a blog? And I provided some answers in the third post and gave links to other blogs that I know are making money and gave some ideas as to how blogs can make money. Not easy, but it can be done. And that about covers it. Thank you for listening, and hop over to my blog, peterwrightsblog.com, to get the full posts. Thanks, until next time.